When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, man, I've been meaning to say so much of this over the last couple weeks and just have not had a single minute to talk about it. And I feel bad that I haven't been able to talk much about the future of Flow Wrestling Radio Live post Ben Askren. First thing I do want to say before I get into everything, new start time, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. We're backing it up. I'll get into why later, but I want you to know, if you just can only watch a couple minutes of this video, know that. New start time, Mondays, Thursdays, 11 a.m. Eastern. Hope there's a lot of reasons for it. I'll get into it. But if you don't know, Ben Askren has been the co-host of Flow Wrestling Radio Live since January of 2020. He did over 600 episodes. It's a real incredible commitment for someone as busy with as much stuff as Ben has had going on. And ultimately, been so awesome doing the show with him, and Monday's show was honestly just like sort of sad to do. And as the day got closer, I got sadder and sadder about it, because doing the show with Ben is awesome and really fun. And you know, a lot of I've seen a lot of the comments like, man, the show is not going to be the same without Ben. And man, I could not agree more. It's going to be a completely different show now. And so, you know, I feel so lucky that we were able to have Ben for that many years, but also that many episodes. And ultimately, not only do I feel lucky just to have been, you know, able to work with Ben for that period of time, but I feel like the biggest beneficiary is the wrestling community at large, who gets exposed to obviously the hilarity that is Ben. If you know, he is a funny guy, but a lot of knowledge and a lot of wisdom, and someone I truly really respect as a person. So you know, and people were wondering if there's some other reason. It's as simple as the reasons he gave. Like, we were obviously super happy with Ben, and Ben was really enjoyed the show, and he said as much on the show. It's just he wants to focus more on coaching, and you know, I can't blame him for that, certainly. And if you have something that you're super passionate about and driven to do, and he loves changing young people's lives, he wants to put more time into that. And so obviously, we understand. I felt like for some time we were on, I don't know if borrowed time is the phrase, but man, playing with house money for how long we were able to have been on this show. So for sure indebted and thankful to have had that time. And if you say, yeah, the show's not going to be the same, I've seen that, those comments. And absolutely, I agree that the show will not be the same. It is going to be different. And you know, I've been through this before with FRL. If you go back to 2019, Willie left, right? And that was really, you know, I started FRL, and it wasn't very long before it was me and Willie. And that was the team. That was the duo. Our dynamic, that back and forth was, I think, really special and really cool. And ultimately, when that ended, I heard the same stuff, like, dude, the show's not going to be the same. Show's going to be different without Willie. And obviously it was. And I knew then we had to get a big personality to replace Willie at that point in time. And I always wanted to do a show with Ben, and he had been one of my favorite athletes of all time. So it was almost strange and surreal to do a show with him and to be alongside him for that. But I knew we had to do that then. We needed someone big, and now a big personality with a lot of knowledge, and that's what we had with Ben. And so now we're moving on to the next phase, and yeah, it is going to be a different show, no doubt about it. And I've been wanting to get into some of this, because I know you guys have asked so many questions about, like, what's the future of FRL look like with Ben leaving, and between Olympic trials and Ben's last show, where I really wanted the focus Monday to be on Ben and, you know, his experience of being on the show and all of that. And so I want to get this video up before tomorrow's FRL, so you at least have some advance notice. But some of the changes are going to be pretty noticeable right away, and some of them not as much. Like, a lot of people are asking, who's the next co-host? Who's replacing Ben? Who are you going to bring on? Is it going to be this person or that person? And I'll tell you one thing. I am not, for basically, well, we've had 600 and some episodes with Ben in remote, almost all of them. And then basically a year or so remote with Willie, who is the co-host. I've done over 700 and some episodes with my co-host being on a Zoom call, on a screen. And I don't want to do that anymore. And I never say never. I'm not saying we would never do it again. But I don't want to, I want to attempt to kind of recapture some of what we had early on with FRL, which some of you had probably never listened to. But the early days with Willie and I in the studio, and then we had, we had Bracky and Nomad on the show. And that was some of my most fun memories. And that's something I want to experience. And, you know, there's no shortage of high quality options. And a lot of people have reached out throwing their hat in the ring to be on the show. And I'm flattered that would happen. But I'm also thinking about the opportunity I got in 2015. I just happened to get a job here. And in 2015, Ray, my boss at that time, said, hey, I want you to start a podcast. I had been doing the little preaching things. I kind of just made that happen in my basement. And that's a deep cut. If you've watched those, you know what those are. But if you don't, it was just like basically these videos, but in my basement in Virginia. And so they were like, hey, you should start a podcast. So I started a podcast and I got that opportunity. And so now I'm thinking like, well, and because I got that opportunity, I'm able to do this. I'm able to do a lot of other really fun things. And I've been able to, establish myself. I don't like talking about that. But, I'm able to do what I'm doing right now. And all because I got an opportunity. And now I think about all the people that are here at Flow in Austin, Texas. Like, man, why would I not want them to have that opportunity? They're further along in their, ability to communicate in front of a camera than I was probably in 2015, except for Tyler. Definitely not Tyler. Not at all ready. Tyler's not. But everyone else. And so why would I not give those guys, use them? And plus, we have this, what we had back then in 2015, 16, 17, when we were all together, it's like, we have that now. It's like we're all really close. We're good friends. And I feel like a lot of people that listen to podcasts, they appreciate that and they enjoy that. So that's a long way of saying I want to build a show around the people that are here. And I think we can make a really good show leveraging those personalities. But also, I think it opens us up to do a lot of cool stuff because back basically the last, 4 or 5 years, a lot of people would say, even internally, like, you need to have more guests on. You need more guests. And if I bring on a guest, it's probably for me to interview them generally. And if I do that, I'm basically benching Ben Askren. Like, in a wrestling team, you would not bench Ben Askren, right? Well, similarly, if you have him bringing on a guest, then you're kind of like pushing Ben to the side. I just never wanted to do that. That was never a choice I really wanted to make. So it was really rare for us to have guests on the show. And now I think this opens that up because it's not that I didn't want guests. It's like, I think having two call-ins, it gets a little mechanically clunky for me. I don't think it's as good a product for you. And ultimately, our goal in FRL is to be entertaining. That's the focus. And then wrestling first, right? That's where it is. That's what we're going to try to do. So we're going to try to have a lot of guests, and a recurring cast of characters. And I think you guys are gonna enjoy that, and it's gonna be a change of pace. And what I'm asking is that you would, continue to watch. Watch us go through that process. Give us a chance. I think it's gonna be really fun, really exciting. Throughout my time at Flow, I've always sort of been most excited for what's in front of me, for whatever reason. And I'm there again, and I'm just so excited for the future and what we're gonna be able to do with FRL. It's been such a treat to do 1,000 and some episodes. I love doing it. I love talking about wrestling. And backing it up to Showtime, that's something that I think is really going to help us in terms of planning and preparation, because for myself, but especially guys like Tyler and JD, they have, you know, FRL is a part of their job. Their job is not FRL. It is one of the many things these guys are doing. JD's writing articles and making content. Tyler is posting to social media, editing videos, et cetera, et cetera. These guys have a long list of things that they have to do. And us backing it up a little bit is going to allow us to get even more buttoned up and precise and have a really well-organized show, but I think a show that's way more fun. So that's the reason we're doing that. I don't know if I've said everything I wanted to say, but I just wanted to get this up and out before tomorrow's show. I'm shooting this Wednesday afternoon. And so, yeah, I'm going to put this in the podcast feed. I'm going to post this on YouTube. See you guys tomorrow morning. You can sleep in a little more on this Thursday, 10 Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. See you then. Thanks.